Our focus today is public Wi-Fi. Coming up, what it's like disconnecting from your mobile phone service and just relying on Wi-Fi for a month. But first, we're going to go to a city where public Wi-Fi is in the air in a novel way. The founders of the car-sharing company Zipcar have teamed up with a Portuguese businessman to create the world's largest moving Wi-Fi network. Its routers are mounted on buses and taxis. Lauren Freyer reports from Portugal's second-largest city, Porto, where this new network is being tested before it comes to the U.S.
Board any city bus in Porto and you've got free Wi-Fi. More than 600 city buses and taxis have been fitted with Wi-Fi routers, creating the biggest Wi-Fi in motion network in the world.
Should we try it?
I hopped on a city bus with Roy Russell. He and his wife founded Zipcar in Boston 15 years ago. Now he's with Venium, the tech startup behind Porto's new Wi-Fi. Roy opens his laptop and logs on.
And then you've got to put a password?
Nope. It comes up with a splash screen.
So it says, welcome, you are connected to the internet.
Yeah, we have English and Portuguese.
The test of pretty strong Wi-Fi is Skype with video while moving. So we log on.
So we're making a Skype call while we're riding the bus connected to Wi-Fi.
Hello, Andre, are you there? Ah, there you are.
Hey. But can you see me fine? I'm seeing you pretty well.
We have a clear video link with Venium engineer André Cardot in his office, where he's watching our bus connect to the network through RSUs, roadside units.
Can you tell we're on bus 1103? Can you tell what's happening?
Just a sec.
Switch over.
Connected to the RSU in the municipality building, to one of the RSUs on the top of the rectory building.
So we've changed
access points. So it's changed to a different
points.
Access point, yeah.
But we're still on Skype with you.
Yeah, you won't notice.
Our bus's Wi-Fi router connects to a fiber network owned by the city. This enables commuters to surf the web for free without going through their 3G cell provider, something that could hurt telecom companies long term. As the buses and taxis drive along, they also collect data from sensors planted around the city.
Environmental sensors, noise sensors. In the end, what this project has given to the city is a lot of data, and we can understand where the city can save money.
City Councilman Felipe Araújo says the sensors tell authorities when to empty garbage dumpsters or change traffic lights. The city makes back the money it pays Venium by making public services more efficient. Venium CEO João Baroche believes this type of Wi-Fi data exchange is the future for smart cities.
You give people more bandwidth and they will use it. And so the future will be heterogeneous networks, some that operate statically using the internet, others while you are moving. We are going to find ways for all these different networks to be able to operate together.
More than 70% of Porto's commuters are using Wi-Fi in motion. Venium hopes to expand to several American cities later this year. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Porto.